Audio Gravity, 20th of October 2009. Six nice, awesome, super duper incredible URLs for you today. First link is on technology.am, which seems to be one of those blogs which is really up and coming quite fast. They're doing a lot of work, they're doing a lot of blog posts. I think they've got a few good writers now. And they cover a lot of stuff: tech news, gadgets, green tech, startups, tutorials. It is pretty much a advertising farm, but they've got some good stuff on there. They seem to be doing a lot of blog posts where they're pulling lots of stuff together, so like 30 of this or 50 of that or 100 of this. First link today is going to be 30 plus free online photo editors for designers. So they cover things like Flickr Toys, Pixinate, Flaunter, Snipshot, PhotoFlexer. These are all sort of applications that you can use within your web browser. You import your picture and you can do various stuff with it. Very easy, very nice. If you're a mobile media maker and you want to have some effects to drop on some of the stuff that you're working on, it's a quick way of doing it. Or, you know, for instance, you want to add some arrows to something, you might not have the application to hand, or you might be having to use your card, your memory card from your camera with somebody else's machine, or a desk machine, or a machine in a coffee shop, then these are ideal. It's a worthwhile link to store somewhere so that you know, get used to one of these that you can use online. Next link today is over on Thrillist.com. Thrillist enable informed laziness since 2005. Get emails that let you read very little yet know pretty much everything. So there's loads of stuff on this: music, sex and dating, sports and fitness, career and money, cars, bars and nightlife, home and gadgets. The whole smorgasbord of everything and anything. Interesting link ups actually on here, some of the advertising that they've got on board. But they've got a whole bunch of people writing just crazy sort of blog posts. Definitely a RSS read ad for people on the move. Next link is a shout out to somebody that I've known for a couple of years, although we don't really talk that much. But I've got to give massive respect and props for apartmentstudios.net, Spooky's little baby. Illustrate, they do various, they're a little design house in South Africa, I think they are. And they do illustration, they do music, the photography. They've done a lot of stuff with a hip-hop group called Pioneer Unit. And they've got a really, really nice portfolio of work that they've been working on. And you can follow Spooky, twitter.com/spo0ky. So mad props to some of the video work that they've been working on. It just looks great. Next link today is noms.ms, tweet what you eat. Noms helps you tweet all of that great food you eat. Send a photo of some very similar style to Posterous in some ways. This, you don't have to register. You can just send it a photo of some food to new@nom.ms. And it goes away and sticks it in the public timeline. And I presume then it does what Posterous does, which sends you a email back to the email address you sent from and basically tells you about an account it's set up for you. And then you can access it and send them properly and get various other stuff by being a registered user. But there's just, you know, food, plates and plates of food that's just flying by all day. And lots of people who know me and my social networks, I tend to have some sort of weird fascination with taking photos of food, and it just gives you a real good sense of what people are eating. I just love me some food. Next thing today, threatened.globalvoicesonline.org. This is great. This is a collaborative mapping project to build a database of bloggers who have been threatened, arrested or killed for speaking out online, and to draw attention to the campaigns to free them. Fantastic use of Google Maps. They were also using clustering technology for the markers, because notoriously markers on a map can just get overblown and just looks useless. And they've recognized that, and they've using clustering technology to cluster together a bunch of markers in a certain area, and then just give it a marker with a number on it, and then you drill down to that area and drill down to the different independent cases. But they've also got a nice timeline on here. You can group it by country. You can check to see if you want to see people who are under arrest, if they've been released, threatened, deceased, unknown. I don't know what the unknown one's all about. And also it gives you a list in the top 10 countries where where they're tracking the suppression of online free speech. Brilliant, brilliant sites. And it's a project of Global Voices Advocacy. Fantastic. Last link today, the coolest, the list.com. Design, style, gadgets, entertainment, cars and features. Really slick, simple design. Really nice use of white space. Covers loads of different stuff. It's the design, lifestyle and luxury community powered by you. So you just fire in, submit various links to them. They've got a very simple little layout for their advertise, Facebook, Twitter, RSS section. And there's a whole bunch of stuff on there. If you don't subscribe to this and you're not a creative, then you're a creative, then there must be something wrong with you, because there's just so many great ideas and concepts that are out there in the world. And this just sort of exposes you to them. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.